Labour have taken control of Derby City Council. They needed to gain 4 seats after Thursday's voting, and so far they've taken 7. The result that tipped the balance was Mark Titley's victory in Ulverston, taking his seat from UKIP. Here's the moment it happened.
Titley, Mark Stewart, Labour Party candidate, 1,400.
And here's how Mark reacted.
It's a great privilege to have been elected by the electorate of Ulverston to serve them for the next 4 years, and of course the city of Derby. I can promise Ulverston Ward people that I work hard on their behalf, and of course the rest of the electorate in Derby.
Well, the leader of Derby City Council until this morning, Philip Hickson, says Derby will rue the day it voted out his Conservatives.
The public will, you know, come in time to regret that, because Labour have made it clear they're going to hike up council tax, they're going to start on their spending spree as far as the council's concerned. So, you know, the public have got a grim couple of years to look forward to.
Meanwhile, Labour are creeping towards taking control of Amber Valley Council from the Conservatives. The Tories have lost both their mayor and deputy mayor to Labour gains. Ron Ashton was the mayor and represented Ripley and Marehay.
I've thought I've done enough work. I've worked very hard for the residents over the past 4 years, so it was very disappointing. I'd like to thank the people who's voted for me, but the turnout wasn't that good, and I just feel a bit disappointed that the people didn't turn out and vote for me.
Well, turnout in Amber Valley averaged just 20.5%, thought to be an all-time low. Derby's turnout was 31%. Elsewhere, Labour have also gained Birmingham's city council, and Nottingham has voted no to an elected mayor.